Ron Smith back at the 7-yard line. Elvin Hamid out at the 19. Willie Ellison across from him, but about the 14-yard line. Set to go. 17-7. Rams lead as we start the second half with the kickoff. Low spinning kick caught by Hamid at the 14. 20. It's to the sideline. 25. Gets a block. Cuts inside it. And then Hargrove gets him at about the 36 or 7-yard line, and a real scramble in there. First down from the 36-yard line. The Vikings set to go. Defensively, the Rams with the ball. Gabriel gives it off to Smith. He slips a tackle, turns the corner. The 40, the 45, and Ellen Page catches up with him at the 48-yard line. But it's a first down as the Rams sweep that corner for 12 yards on the first play from scrimmage, picking up where they left off in the first half. First and 10 on their own 48 for the Rams. A 12-yard sweep of left end by Larry Smith. Strong right, the formation. Tucker to the right, Snow to the left. Josephson, the other setback with Smith. Truax, the tight end on the right side. Short pitch out. Josephson cuts back, but staying with him is Winston, and a flag is thrown after the tackle.
Josephson, the ball carrier.
He landed at the 50. They are pointing toward the Rams, and the Rams are not too happy. Mike LaHood throwing both arms high in the air. So we'll have the first long penalty of the game against the Rams. 15 yards. Took place right at the 50, moves it back to the 35. It'll be 13 yards from the line of scrimmage on clipping. Still first down, but now 23 to go for the Rams on their 35-yard line.
Dale Hackbart comes in immediately, and Hilgenberg goes outside. Wally Hilgenberg playing the right linebacking position. 13 minutes, 53 seconds to go in the third period. The Rams enjoying a 17-7 lead over the Minnesota Vikings.
Tucker in the slot, inside Truax on the right side. Snow out to the left. Second down, long yardage. Back to pass. Gabriel fakes the screen to the right. Now starts to roll to the left. Shoots it up the middle, and it is caught at the 37, and out to the 38-yard line goes Josephson before he is tackled by Warwick. But somehow Gabriel found his man open and got it to him. It was a short gain, but the Vikings were covering as much area as you could, and you had the feeling somehow maybe they could grab off that pass. They didn't. It was a gain of 4 to the 39. Second down and still 19 to go.
The defensive captain for the Vikings, Jim Marshall, putting on a tremendous rush. But as Ray said, Gabriel lofting the ball and Josephson finding it.
Strong left, receivers both ways. Gabriel on the draw play and an immediate tackle by the Vikings. Carl Eller right there to make the stop of Josephson. Les Josephson got the handoff and Carl got him at the 37. A loss of 2. It'll be third down and 21 to go.
And the fans. Capacity crowd, 47,900. Obviously, most of them whooping it up now for the Minnesota Vikings, urging their defensive unit on, a defensive unit they've been pretty proud of all season. Tommy Mason has a dislocated left shoulder.
Strong left, third down, 19 to go. Gabriel under center. Gets the snap. That front four trying to get at him as he's backpedaling. Larson gets a hand on him, but he throws the pass and a caught and dropped immediately at the 39.
Hackey.
Dale Hackbart came up to sock Josephson right at the 39 just as he caught that ball. It's a gain of 2, possibly 3 yards, but it's fourth down, long yardage, and Stud still coming in for his first punt. It was a gain of 3 to the 40. It's fourth down and 18 to go.
Stud still with a 40.7 average. Former Detroit Lion flanker, free agent from Houston originally. And you can feel the crowd here getting excited about the Vikings stopping the Rams on that initial drive.
Grimm and West are back at the 20 to 22 yard line. Standing on his 26 is Studstill. The snapback is good. Just a two-man rush, and they came through hard but didn't get it. High bouncing takes a good bounce for the Rams. It hit at the 42 and went all the way down to the 29 where it's dead. The Vikings will put the ball in play from the 29-yard line where it'll be first and 10. Total of 31 yards on the punt. And it took a good bounce to do that.
We'll check the rest of the Viking lineup for you, but right now we can say that Joe Capp is in there, Gene Washington and Henderson are the wide receivers, and it looks like Ozzie and Brownie.
Right. Beasley, the tight end. Strong left. Back to pass. Cap backpedaling deep. Now throwing it up the middle, and it is almost intercepted. And a flag was thrown. It was between Nettles and Henderson. And Nettles almost intercepted it, but pushed off to do so. Interference on the Rams. First down, Minnesota, on the 42-yard line of the Vikings.
The toughest call in football for an official. Henderson going for the ball. Nettles, former Wisconsin star, trying to go right on through him, around him, to get at the ball, too. And the official seeing it as sort of a pushing and interfering with Henderson's ability to come up with that ball, or at least a fair chance to come up with it.
Strong left the formation. Strong to the near sideline to Henderson. Washington to the right side. Cap backpedaling into the pocket. Looking. Setting up. Steps inside the rush. He's throwing deep. He's got Henderson out there, and he cannot get to it at the 23-yard line. Incomplete pass. Henderson had his man beaten. Nettles was a step behind him, but he could not get to that pass. And it's 2nd and 10 Vikings from their own 42.
And Joe Capp having excellent protection from his offensive line. Mick Tinglehoff, the all-pro center. Grady Alderman, a member of the Pro Bowl team, playing that offensive left tackle. Ron Yeary doing a good job on Deacon Dave Jones, the offensive right tackle. Vallone and Milt Sunday.
Grimm has come in for Henderson. He's wide to the left. Washington to the right. 2nd and 10. Minnesota from its own 42, trailing 17-7 early in the second half. Cap, draw play. Bill Brown has 3 yards. 4, that's all. Falls forward to the 47, may have 5 yards in all. Brown on the draw leaves 3rd and 5 from the Minnesota 47-yard line. Cap has his 4th third down situation. Vikings have not had the ball that many times. I don't know what total plays were in the first half, but it must have been 2-1 and better for the Rams. 36-20, just about a 2-1. Strong right for the Vikings. Receivers both ways on 3rd and 5. Cap fakes to Osborne. Back to pass. Setting up now. Throws that ball deep. He's got Washington out there, but it hangs up there, and he has it. Slips away and fouls at the 11. Gets up and is knocked down at the 8, and a flag is thrown. Apparently the whistle had blown at the 11 when Pardee made the extra tackle, and there will be roughing, and it'd have to distance to the goal on that basis. But Washington making a great grab as that ball hung up there, but it got to him just before Nettles did. Nettles knocked him down. It was an official down at the 11, and when Pardee, who may well not have heard the whistle, hit him while he was down, it was a half the distance to the goal penalty from the 12 to the 6, roughly. First down, goal to go on the 6-yard line.
It appeared that Eddie Mitter, the free safety, came up on the line of scrimmage to chuck Gene Washington to slow him up as he came off the line of scrimmage. That meant that Nettles had to be on him man for man if he did get by, and he did. Cap had the time after he did roll out on the scramble and hit him.
The Vikings strong left from the 6-yard line, trailing by 10. Cap gets quiet from the fans. Back to pass, rolling to the left, throwing into the end zone, trying to hit Beasley. It's out of the end zone. 2nd and goal from the 6.
Richie Pettibone, former Tulane star, played most of his career with the Chicago Bears, coming to the Rams this year, playing strong safety, sort of man-on-man there with John Beasley.
Vikings and the crowd have come to life in this second half. I will say this, the crowd never lost its life. They were cheering the Vikings greatly when they came out for the second half. And, of course, they've had a lot more to cheer about now. 17-7, the Rams, with Gabriel having a great first half, dominating play in that half. But now the Vikings knocking at the door. Our 2nd and goal on the 6-yard line. Grimm wide to the left, to the right, Washington. Strong left. Cap is back to pass. The rush is on. He steps inside it. Now takes off. Goes to the 5. Up and down at about the 1-yard line. Cap really slammed into what there was in front of him. It is a touchdown. No, it is not. The official holding both arms up, but he was just waiting for somebody to throw him the football. And it's 3rd down and a foot to go, and Cap thought he had the score. And when the official raised both hands, I was overly excited. He just wanted the football to put it down at the hash mark.
I was overly excited, too, because it appeared that when Joe Cap did come down, and as the debris sort of spread out, it looked like Joe had his arm slung out over the end line. But not so, said the official, and we still have 3rd and about a yard.
Less than that, as I look through the glasses, just a foot to go. Strong left, 3rd down. Cap under center. To Osborne, up and over, touchdown.
Yeah.
Osborne up and over for his second touchdown of the game, and Fred Cox will try to bring the Vikings within three with 9:20 remaining in the third quarter. The Vikings, striking quickly, go from their 29 on all the way, 71 yards, on six plays and an interference penalty. The snap to Kraus, the kick by Cox. It is good. Time out. The score. Rams 17, Vikings 14. Look what's developed at Midwest Federal. It's the greatest savings bonus of the year. Now you receive a free Instamatic type flash camera just for opening a Midwest Federal 5 1/4% passbook certificate savings account for a deposit of $1,000 or more 6 months. This camera, patented by Kodak, uses standard film, takes slides, color, or black and white. It can be used outdoors or in with flash cubes. It's guaranteed one full year. Another way to get this fabulous Instamatic type camera is to deposit $250 to a new or existing 5% notice type premium passbook account. You always get the full savings picture from Midwest Federal. And just to be sure, Midwest is also offering a complete camera accessories kit with film cartridge, protective travel box, photo flash batteries, and flash cube, all for a deposit of just $25. Snap up all the exciting camera details at Midwest Federal at the sign of the tree. It's a good tree to come to for savings and interest shelter.
We've been informed now that Maxie Bond is in civilian clothes on the sidelines. He's a right linebacker for the Rams who started the game, hurt his knee again, and his spot has been filled by Jim Purnell.
Kickoff by Cox. End over end. Coming towards Smith at the 11. Up the middle. 20. 25. That's all. 28-yard line. Loose ball and recovered by Klein, but long after the whistle had blown. Klein of the Rams. It is the Rams' ball. No official fumble. They have the ball on the 28 to put it in play.
You can hear him. The Viking fans cheering their defensive unit. Hold them again. Let's get field position.
Strong right for Gabriel as he gets under center with receivers both ways. Smith and Josephson, the setbacks. Tucker to the right, Snow to the left. Tight end Truax on the right side. The pitch out. Here comes Josephson, and here comes Winston, and down he goes for a loss. Lonnie Warwick came up and wiped out the blocking, and Winston made the tackle as the linebackers made a great combined play for a loss of four.
Roy Winston, All-American from LSU, where he was a guard and a good one, a linebacker throughout his career with the Vikings. Only 5'11". About 225 pounds, no bigger, but very heady.
Strong left the formation. Tucker set left to the right, Snow. Second and 14. Vikings trail 17-14. Back to pass. Gabriel has time. Now stretch to roll out. Vikings coming up, and he throws on the run, and it is almost intercepted, and Kraus cannot reach as he dives for it. What a battle that was. You had two receivers deep, and Kosulke and Kraus back there with them. Smith and tight end Truax battling for it, and three of the four men actually had their hands on the ball, and finally it was Kraus trying to get it and held up by an opposing body. Not illegally, I'm not implying a thing. He just plain couldn't get it, and he made a great try. It's third and 14.
No quarterback, to my way of thinking, in the NFL giving you any more trouble than Roman Gabriel. Stands back there big and strong, 6'3", 220. The offensive line doing a fine job holding out our big rush from our defensive line, and then at the last second, if a man isn't open, Gabriel will bail out to the right or to the left, and always with that ball up in the air, cocked, ready to flick a wrist and get it there with something on it.
Here it is, third and 14, Rams on their 24, Gabriel under center, strong left, receivers both ways. Back pedals in the pocket, falls down, and the Vikings get at him, and he has to eat the ball at the 16-yard line. Gabriel fell down, backpedaling, then got up, but the Vikings covered him. Larson falling on him, and that was it. Back to the 16, a loss of eight. It's officially a loss, trying to pass, and the Rams will have to punt.
Now what do you guess? Do the Vikings put on an all-out rush to try to block it? Really take over some momentum now? Or do they take a chance that a fair catch or any sort of a run back will give us good field position? Do not take a chance on roughing the punter. Let's see.
That's what I would guess. I'm sure that McBee and Kosulke, the outside men, will put everything on. Back at the one is Studstill. Receivers just inside the 50. And there's the punt. A high one and a beautiful punt by Studstill, taken by West on his 34. Tries to go to the outside now, and is hit, spun around, hit again, and falls at the 39-yard line. That was a 50-yard punt and a return of 5 to the 39 by West. Vikings will start from their own territory.
A beautiful punt by Pat Studstill. Not a very big guy, about 175 to 180. As I said earlier, played his college football at Houston. He was a fine flanker until he hurt a knee at Detroit.
Cap gets quiet from an excited crowd. Strong left of formation. Henderson to the left, Washington to the right. Counters to Dave Osborne. The hole is there as he goes out for 5 yards. Breaks to the side, goes to the 50, into the 49. Before he is dropped, it'll be a first down and a gain of 12. Dave Osborne hit after 4 yards on a slant to the left. Slipped out of that tackle and took off to the 49 of the Rams, where it's first and 10.
Quick little handoff to the inside there. A quick opener, they would call it in football. No fancy faking at all. Just a little quick dive play by Dave Osborne. Dave always running so hard with a real strong thighs. Bounced off a couple of tacklers. And he is so determined, he picked up that first down.
Strong left the formation. First down just inside Rams territory. The give to Bill Brown. There's no place to go, and he loses 2 or 3 yards. Is right there to make the tackle, Jack Pardee. Bill tried to slip out and didn't. From 149 to the other, the Vikings are second and 12 from their own 49-yard line.
Pardee, left corner linebacker, playing in tight. Bill, the play design where he dips in a little bit, trying to influence the defensive line and linebackers, and then that little bit of a loop to the outside where he tries to cut around to the outside, but Pardee sliding off and making the stop.
Strong left, Henderson set out to the left, to the right, Washington, back to pass is Kep. Looking, throwing to the sideline, trying to hit Henderson. He's got it and is rushed out of bounds at the 27 of Los Angeles. A first down and a gain of 24 yards.
And the Rams had on their zone. Purnell, the right corner linebacker, dropping off fast and to the outside. Nettles, the cornerback, having that sort of help. But now, as we said so many times about Gabriel splitting the zone, here was Kapp with good protection again, having the time. And I'm going to say this, that offensive line of the Vikings doing a fine job on their pass protection, just as the Rams have done it for Gabriel. And you can feel the excitement mount here at Metropolitan Stadium.
Strong left, first down on the Rams 27, back to pass, looking. Kapp now starts to take off with that football, goes to the 30, to the 20. Gabriel gun, out of bounds at the 15 as Alderman gave him a block. He'll have a first down. Inside the 15-yard line, Kapp took off. And he got a check block from Grady Alderman and went on from there. It'll be marked at the 12, a gain of 15, first down, Minnesota.
Ray, you got to find a little bit of humor somewhere, but I was noticing that the Viking pants today is a little bit, dyed sort of a light blue. I guess Stubby Easton, the equipment man, put a little too much bleach in the watch or something.
I think those are super active enzymes. First down and 10 on the 12 of the Rams. Vikings trail by 3, have a strong right formation. Cap to Osborne on the draw, and he goes just for a yard. That's all, as Lamar Lundy was all over him. He couldn't go forward because Merlin Olsen was there, and then Lundy really wrapped him up. A one-yard gain to the 11, where it'll be second down and 9 to go. Vikings trail by 3 points, 17 to 14.
Lamar Lundy, who played his college athletics at Purdue, and fine basketball player. I know you know a lot about him in that category, Ray, and tremendous end, 13-year veteran, all with the Los Angeles Rams as a defensive end, but he's had a lot of knee problems, and that's why Dyron Talbot from Texas had the position most of the season.
Second and 9, Kapp with a strong right. Gets the snap, fakes, and steps back to the left, looking, throwing that ball. Intercepted at the 4-yard line by Metter. Comes out to the 15, and Kapp makes the tackle. Loose ball picked up by the Rams out to the 24-yard line. It was a fumble, but Jim Purnell picked it up and ran it to the 24. So interception by Metter, tackled by Kapp. He fumbles, but picked up by Purnell, who ran it to the 24. There was an interference call against the Vikings, but of course, the Rams refuse it, and they take over on the 24. Timeout with the score. Still, the Rams 17, the Vikings 14. Who's the one with the quiet one for 70, the Galaxy 500? Your Ford dealer, that's who. Who's the one with the hot one for 70, the new clear through Torino? Your Ford dealer, he's the one. Who's the one with the sporty one? Mustang, now with six models to choose from. It's that Ford man again. And you can guess who's the one with the simple one, Maverick. No one else but your Ford dealer. Yes, your Ford dealer's the one with the car for you. Luxury, quiet, hot, sporty, stylish economy, you name it, your Ford dealer has it. But he doesn't stop there. He's even the one with the A1 used cars. Late model, low mileage cars, cars that have been inspected, road tested, and reconditioned when necessary. And when it comes to savings on new cars or used, your Ford dealer's the one again. So see him now. If you like being number one, see the man who is number one, your Ford dealer. You'll find that he's the one with better ideas, and they're better ideas for you.
Viking defense put to the test once again now with 4 minutes, 36 seconds remaining in the third period. Rams with the ball, and they lead the Vikings 17-14 in this battle here for the Western Conference Championship. Eddie Metter now, the free safety of the Rams, with six interceptions on the season.
Strong left for Gabriel from his own 24. Rams still lead by three as an interception has stopped the Vikings. Quick look in, pass, and overshot. He had Tucker all alone out there, and he threw it too far. It'll be second down coming and 10 to go. It was set up for the look-in pass. They did have the tight end cutting back across scrimmage, but then he lobbed it out to the side, and Tucker was all alone, but it overshot him. Second and 10 from the 24. That's the one pass play that Gabriel has had trouble with today, is the quick snap, one step or two steps back, and let it go. Second and 10. Strong left, receivers both ways, Tucker and Snow to left and right. Little spacing now by the setbacks. Back in that pocket goes Gabriel. Throws it quickly. Hits his Josephson, who slips a tackle, goes out and barrels literally to the 37 on a fine effort. He was tackled there by Paul Krause, the free safety. 13 yards, first down Rams on the 37-yard line.
Gabriel coming through constantly, it seems, with that big play. Wide receivers, as Tommy Hall told us at halftime, not catching the ball much at all today, if at all. And throwing to the backs.
From the 37, Rams in their own territory with a three-point lead. 4 minutes to play in the third quarter. They give to Smith, and he gets nothing. Piled up by the Vikings. Alan Page made the tackle, but Lonnie Warwick really filled the hole at the start, so there was nowhere to go. Second down coming. 10 to go from the 37-yard line.
And the Viking log reads something like this. Viking defense allowed 133 points in 14 regular season games. That's the record. The previous record of 144 held by the Chicago Bears and the Baltimore Colts.
Strong right, and the crowd mighty excited. Gabriel under center. He's back to pass. Shoots it. He has dropped. He had his man all alone at the 49 of Minnesota, and Jack Snow had gotten down into a kneeling position to grab it, and it popped right out of his midsection. Incomplete third and 10.
There is a slight possibility, too, that maybe Ed Schrockman diving back in there may have gotten a hand on that ball, but I would venture to say that you're right on that, Ray, that he just dropped it from the kneeling position.
It's possible that Schrockman may have obscured his view slightly. But in any case, the football did hit him right in the midsection and bounced right out. Third down and 10, Rams from their own 37. Listen to that crowd. Strong left, third and 10. Gabriel backpedaling, looking for a receiver. Setting up and escapes the rush. Now starts forward, gets a block, but he won't make it. He's dumped at the 38-yard line by Hackbart. The Vikings almost threw him for a loss, and he got back for a one-yard gain, but it forces the punt. Fourth down and 9.
Carl Eller. They were all coming on strong, but I happen to be watching Eller in particular with big Bob Brown on him. Carl Eller cut a little bit to the inside, and he put on a tremendous rush.
Studstill goes back to his 24-yard line. McBee and Schrockman are the wide men that will try to break in and block this punt if they can. Receivers back at the 23. Grimm and West. The punt with plenty of protection spinning sideways. That'll be tough, but it hits right out of bounds. Hits at the 33 and goes out at the 33-yard line. So it was not a particularly long punt. 29 yards with no return. The Vikings have put the ball in play from their 33 or 34 yard line. 34 where it'll be first and 10.
2 minutes, 25 seconds remaining in the third period of play. The Rams leading the Vikings by 3 points, 17 to 14. Both teams scoring in the first quarter. A pass from Gabriel to Bob Klein for a touchdown. Dave Osborne, a one-yard run. Bruce Gossett, 22-yard field goal in the second period. And then Roman Gabriel to Billy Truax for 2 yards on a pass play. And the Rams led at the half, 17 to 7. And the Vikings came back in the third period on a 71-yard drive that was consummated by Dave Osborne, 1 yard run for another score. And it's 17 to 14. Vikings had another drive stop when Eddie Metter picked off a Joe Kapp pass inside the 10-yard line. But now the Vikings have held. Rams have punted. And the Vikings take over. First and 10 from their own 34-yard line. 2 minutes, 25 seconds remaining in the third period. And they trail 17 to 14.
The official blows his whistle. The timeout is over. The Vikings in the huddle, so are the Rams. They come out of their huddle, the Rams do, and now the Vikings. Henderson coming out wide to the left. That'll be the strong side outside Beasley. Washington to the right. First down from their 34 for Minnesota. They give to the second man by, and they're waiting for him. And Dave Osborne manages to crawl forward for 2 yards. He was hit immediately by Coy Bacon, who hung on long enough to get some help by David Jones. 2 yards to the 36. It'll be second down and 8 to go.
Coy Bacon, second-year man from Jackson State, 6'4", 270. Lamar Lundy still in there at that defensive right-end position. He's not so small, 250, 6'7".
Strong right for Joe Kapp. Osborne and Brown behind him. Back to pass, setting, throwing far down the field. He is trying to hit Henderson. It'll be down near the 20. He has it off the fingertips at the 20, incomplete. It led him just a little bit too much as Deacon Jones then came through and dumped Joe Kapp. It'll be third and 8.
Kapp has had a few of those today. Gene Washington, John Henderson, one when Henderson was wide open. Joe led him just a little bit too much. Then he followed up with a long one to Gene Washington, and there was a nice catch and an interference call, and it helped lead to the Vikings' second touchdown. 1 minute, 39 seconds to go now in the third period. Rams leading the Vikings, 17 to 14.
Third down, this is the big one on this sequence. 8 to go, Vikings on their own 36, trail by 3. Strong left, Kapp is back to pass. The rush is on, he shoots it up the middle, and it is intercepted by Pettibone at the 40, who runs it back to the 37. He was waiting for it all the way, cut in front of Beasley and made the easy interception and returned it to the 37, where the Rams take over in excellent field position.
Pettibone with that tremendous experience. 11 years in the league, 10 years with the Chicago Bears, sort of hung back there, watching John Beasley. John Beasley held up a second at the line of scrimmage. After the rush, Joe Kapp hoping to be able to find Beasley open over the middle.
The Rams have stopped the clock with a timeout, so let's take 10 seconds. This is the play-by-play broadcast of the NFL Western Conference Championship.
CCO temperature in our Twin Cities, 23 degrees now at 4 minutes before 3. Football from Studios Minneapolis, St. Paul 830. This is WCCO.
With Paul Giel, this is Ray Christensen at Metropolitan Stadium. Temperature in the low 20s, very little wind. The Vikings have come back strong in the second half, once for a touchdown, twice with pass interceptions ending a drive. I don't know if you could call this last sequence a drive, and yet there was a long pass just off the fingertips of Henderson just before the pass interception. First down, Rams on the Vikings 37-yard line, and the Viking defense with a tougher job now that the offense has turned it over in their own territory. Strong right for Gabriel. Gives it off to Smith, and Eller waits for him and makes the tackle. He fell forward to possibly the 34, a gain of 3 yards at the most by Larry Smith. Second and 7 from the Minnesota 34-yard line. Tommy Mason with a dislocated shoulder. He's out of this game, and Maxie Bawn, also hurt, is out of it. But the Rams are in it. They lead with less than a minute in the third quarter, 17-14. Second and seven right now. Strong left. Gabriel faking the look-in pass now. Sets up, trying to get the ball away, and he slips. And now Marshall trying to catch up with him at the 30, and he is down at the 25-yard line. He'll have the first down. Gabriel showing good speed before the Vikings caught up with him. Ran it to the 25-yard line. Jim Marshall making the tackle.
There's not much more you can say about Gabriel. He was tremendous in the first half, stymied a little bit in the third period early. Now coming up with another big play. Vikings rushing hard, but not able to bring down the big guy.
This will be the end of the third quarter. End of three with a score. The Rams 17, the Vikings 14. Remember, there are two ways to get your free Instamatic type camera. Open a 5 1/4% passbook certificate savings account, or open or add $250 to a 5% premium passbook. Stop in at one of Midwest's 10 total service offices and learn all the details. Midwest Federal, the dependable 5 1/4% savings institution, where your 5 1/4% is guaranteed 6 months to 5 years. Midwest Federal. 17-14, the Rams lead. They are first and 10 on the Minnesota 24-yard line after a 10-yard run by Gabriel when he could find no one open. The crowd yells its support to the Viking defense as Gabriel faces them. Under center, strong right, receivers both ways. Gets the snap and is back to pass. Shoots it out, and it's caught by Truax, who bounces off Kosielke and then is dropped by Winston just inside the 20-yard line. Short gain. Ball will be spotted either at the 20 or 19. Call it the 20-yard line. Second down, six to go. Gabriel has completed 15 out of 22. No interceptions. Cap, 9 out of 17 with 2 interceptions. Both coming in the third quarter, which was dominated by the Vikings. But now this last interception has set up the Rams. They have one first down and are working on more, especially more in the way of points. The Vikings digging in defensively. Strong left for Gabriel on second and six. Backing up, looking for a receiver. Now starts to scramble and is met, and then throws that ball anyhow, incomplete. As he was falling from a blow by Alan Page, he cut it out to the right and almost hit Les Josephson. Incomplete pass, third down coming, and six to go.
Can't believe how big and strong he is. I think it was George Allen yesterday that said, when somebody asked him, why did you give up on Bill Munson? He was 6'2", about 210 pounds. He said, well, Gabriel, fine thrower. They both have tremendous talent, but I like my quarterbacks big and strong to be able to fight off that rush. See over the heads of those defensive linemen coming in at them.
Strong left for Gabriel. Rams lead by three. Our third and six on the Vikings 20. Early fourth quarter. Gabriel back in the pocket and looking. Has protection. Shoots it. Complete and then dropped by Truax at the seven. He had it, and then he saw the goal line. He had actually split the defense and was toward the goal line side of Kosielke and Winston. But he dropped the ball as he turned toward the goal line, and Gossett will come in to attempt a field goal. Shaken up on the play was Bob Brown, who's done a whale of a job at offensive tackle. The attempt will come from the 27-yard line, right hash mark. Metter will hold. The kick is in the air. It is good. 14:38 to play. Timeout with the score. The Rams 20 and the Vikings 14. Show me a team with a great 1-2 combination of running and passing, and I'll show you a winner. Show me a car that has the winning combination of personality and performance, and I'll show you a 1970 Mustang. And right now, your Ford dealer has six great ways for you to drive the new Mustang. Six ways for you to step out in the car that's sure to repeat as the number one sporty car in its field. In the looks department, the 70 Mustang sports a kicky new front end, three racy new roof lines, and high back bucket seats. In performance, Mustang really tops the competition with an all-star lineup that includes the Mach 1 and the sizzling new Boss 302. 429 cubic inches of sheer power. Would you like a touch of luxury? Move out with Mustang Grandee. You've never seen such elegance in a popular priced sporty car. Yes, for 1970, Mustang's a winner right down the line, and your Ford dealer makes it very easy for you to take the wheel. See him and get with America's number one fun car, Mustang. 20-14, the Rams after the 27-yard field goal by Gossett. David Ray will kick off. Jones and West waiting at the goal line. 14:38 left to play. Here comes Ray. There's his kick. High, short, and off to the left. Coming up, West on the 12. To the 20. 25, the 30. Up and over a man to the 35, and then spun around and dropped at the 35-yard line. First man to hit him was Willie Ellison. And the Vikings start from their own 35-yard line.
And the Vikings offensive unit, just as it was when it started the game. Joe Capp at quarterback. Bill Brown and Dave Osborne are the running backs. Henderson and Washington, the wide receivers. John Beasley, the tight end. The tackles, Ron Yeary and Grady Alderman, the guards. Milt Sunday and Jim Vallone in the center. Mick Tinglehoff.
Strong right. Henderson to the right. To the left, Washington. Capp calling signals. Gives it to Bill Brown. Slams forward with good forward pushing. Then is thrown back later, but he'll have forward progress for about 5 yards to the 40. Second and five, Minnesota from the 40-yard line.
I had mentioned Mick Tinglehoff. I watched Mick Tinglehoff on that play, the all-pro center. They had the conventional four-man defensive line, the linebacker, middle man, back about 3 yards, and Mick went right after him. Doug Woodley threw a good block, and right behind him came the runner and picked up 3 or 4 yards.
Second down, five to go from the 40-yard line. Strong right for Capp. Back to pass in the pocket. Has protection. Throws that ball. He's got Henderson out there. He's got it at the 40 and is tackled and out of bounds in Rams territory. John Henderson again splitting that zone just as he did earlier, and he was wide open and Capp hit him perfectly.
Joe Capp able to stay right in that pocket as the offensive lineman, for example, the tackles, Grady Alderman on the left side and Ron Yeary on the right side, just peeling the defensive ends to the outside. And those are a couple of pretty fair ends, too.
That was from 140 to the other, 20 yards. First down on the Rams 40. From the huddle, Henderson goes wide to the left, Washington to the right. Strong left. Capp gives it now to Bill Brown. He missed the hole and got a yard to the 39. The hole was there, but Bill didn't go into it. And it's second down and nine to go. In fact, the football moved back closer to the 40, so not enough of a gain even to call it a yard. Second down and 10.
12 minutes, 30 seconds remaining in the ball game. The Rams leading the Vikings 20-14. A Western Conference Championship game.
Capp with a strong right. Vikings down by 6 points. Gives it off to no one. Now shoots a quick pass out to Brown. The 35, the 30, and out of bounds for a first down just inside the 30 at the 29 or 8-yard line. Faking beautifully to Osborne. Capp on the bootleg rolled out to the left with Brown going in that same pattern after check blocking. He was all alone. Flipped it out to Bill, and he carried it for the first down to the 28, 12 yards in all.
What Ray means by that bootleg is with the left hand, the open hand. He faked to Dave Osborne coming back towards our side. Bill Brown and then Joe Capp going back to the opposite side. Bill Brown about 10 yards out in front of Joe Capp, who was running for all he was worth and flipping the ball to Bill, who picked up the first down.
Strong right for Capp. First down on the 28 of the Rams. Gives it off to Bill Brown. There's no hole, so he lowers his head and gets 1 yard to the 27. Vikings could not take out. I think it was Merlin Olsen. No, it was Talbert. Coy Bacon, rather. Coy Bacon stayed with the block and made the tackle. Second and nine on the 27-yard line. Nice defensive play by Bacon, who's had a pretty good day. ...11:45 to play. Fourth quarter. Championship of the Western Division. Second and nine. Strong right for Capp. Joe backpedaling in the pocket. Setting up, shoots out the screen to Bill Brown from the 32, goes to the 25, the 20, and is tripped up at the 19. Purnell. It'll be third down and a yard to go as Jim Purnell hit him at the 24, and he fell on the tackle at the 19. It is third down and a yard to go. 8 yards on that screen pass.
This is what the Rams have done so effectively. Joe Capp dropping way back on this and then flipping to Bill Brown. We've seen it with Gabriel dropping way back in a hurry to get that depth that he needs to beat that rush, then flipping out to the running back who has been in the blocking pattern, then sliding out.
Kent Kramer comes in. Henderson goes out. An extra strong blocker in there for the Vikings. Kramer at the right side, Beasley at the left with only Washington set out. Third and one on the 19. Cap under center. Gives it to Osborne. He slips a hole and goes for the first down. He was hit behind the line of scrimmage and bounced off that. As Kramer trying to block, but they had two-teamed him, and he had both Purnell and David Jones there, and he bounced off that, hit daylight, and went to the 16, an important 3 yards on a first down by Osborne.
And now where you get into a lot of man-on-man type blocking, where it gets tough on the traps, they bring in Oscar Reed, who hits in there extremely quick, gets off the ball probably quicker than any of the other running backs. And Dave Osborne, that's why Joe Capp calls him Hard Yards.
Also, Brown didn't have much of his jersey left, although that's not the reason. Strong left. First down on the 16. Fake to Breed. Back to pass. Cap looking. Can't find a receiver. Now runs that ball. 15, the 10, the 5, the 3. That's all. It'll be first and goal as Cap runs for 12 yards. The ball will be marked at the 4.
Merlin Olsen, the All-Pro, who gives it all he has. An 8-year veteran from Utah State, getting up off the ground a little bit slow as he put on a tremendous rush. The protection was excellent again, but the receivers were covered very well. Joe Capp running with that reckless abandon. And I might add, Joe Capp doesn't have the best wheels under him possible. And by that, I mean legs. He's got bad knees.
Strong left from the 4-yard line. Reed and Osborne behind the quarterback. Capp, first down and goal to go. Vikings down by 6. The give to Osborne. He goes up and down after 2 yards to the 2-yard line. Second and goal to go. I don't think Ozzie really had a touchdown in mind. He just wanted to get that much closer to the goal line, and he did with 9 minutes to play.
You talk about quickness defensively. That left end, Deacon Dave Jones, anticipating that slanting to the inside, coming down almost on the back of Dave Osborne from the left side. The minute he saw that quick opening play, he adjusted immediately on the pinch.
Kent Kramer into block and Bill Brown back in at fullback. Gene Washington, the only man set out, will go out to the right side. It's second and goal on the 2-yard line. Brown and Osborne behind the quarterback, Joe Capp. Capp rolling to the left side. He will run that ball and he goes over for a touchdown.
Did you see Ozzie and Brownie? Ozzie and Brownie block. Oh.
Osborne and Brown took out the only man with a shot at him, Ed Metter. And they really knocked him down and Cap waltzed in for the score. It's tied with the extra point coming up with 8:24 to play.
You talk about guys putting out. I'm telling you, Dave Osborne and Bill Brown, as Ray indicated, just wiping back to the inside for Joe Capp, who otherwise might have had a tough time. They did a beautiful job.
Here we go, 20-20. The place, the kick. It's good, and the Vikings lead. There is a timeout with the score. Minnesota 21, Los Angeles 20. Free camera accessories just for saving at number one Midwest Federal. Open or add $250 to Midwest's notice type 5% day of deposit plus premium passbook savings account and receive free the Instamatic type camera patented by Kodak. This compact quality camera takes slides, color, and black and white photos. It's guaranteed for one full year. Uses any 126 cartridge film and shoots outdoors or in with handy flash cubes. Here's more about Midwest's unique offer. Open or add $25 to the 5% day of deposit plus savings account and receive all of the camera accessories free. This accessories kit includes the protective travel box, a film cartridge, flash cube, and 2 photo flash batteries. Stop into any one of Midwest's 10 offices this week and get all the details on how you can get your instant load 900 camera and the complete accessories kit free. You get the best interest picture and a complete camera outfit just for saving at Midwest Federal. A marvelous championship football game with 8:24 to play, and the Vikings take the lead for the first time in the game, 21-20. They tied it once at 7-7. Cox ready. The deep man is Smith. His kick is going toward Smith, and he kicked it deep. Smith takes it 1 yard deep, comes out to the 5, 10, 15, and that's all. A tremendous tackle by Hackbart at the 13-yard line. And Smith picks himself up and tries to check, see if he's still there. He is stunned by a tremendous blow by Hackbart. It'll be first down on the 13-yard line after a return from 1 yard deep by Ron Smith. He's all right as he goes off the field, but Hackbart really belted him.
Roman Gabriel, the great gladiator for the Los Angeles Rams, comes in at quarterback and see if he can rally the Rams now that they trail the Vikings 21-20.
Tucker in the slot, inside Truax on the right side, Snow to the left. It's a strong right formation. Back to pass is Gabriel. The Vikings try to get at him, and they throw him into the end zone. It is a safety. 2 points for the Vikings. Eller got in first. A safety for the Vikings as he drove Gabriel into the end zone just as he had backpedaled to the goal line. And remember, it's not just the 2 points, but also the Rams now must give up the football by either a punt or kick. They must put the ball in play by punt or kick from their 20-yard line. It is a free kick. Studstill is in there, so it will be the punt. And there's no, you don't block this kind of a one. You give them the 10 yards just as you do on a kickoff. But they must give the ball to the Vikings with 7:49 to play, and the Vikings leading by 3 points now, 23-20, as Eller hit Gabriel in the end zone. Clint Jones goes out and Bob Grimm comes in. Jones is in for the kickoff type, and Grimm is the punt return man, and that's what this will be, is a punt. Stud still ready. Comes forward and kicks that ball, a high spiral. Vikings coming up, taken by Grimm at his 41, out to the 50, to the 45, and going backwards, he's driven down at the 45 as he quickly eats up that football. It was taken away, but I'm sure the whistle had blown. It is the Vikings ball. There is no fumble. They were just stripping the ball away from Grimm. It is Minnesota's ball at the 45 of the Rams. No fumble on that play.
7 minutes, 41 seconds remaining in the ball game. The Vikings leading the Rams 23-20. The Western Conference Championship game tomorrow. It's Dallas and Cleveland in Dallas for the Eastern Conference Championship. The winners to meet on January 4th for the NFL title.
Brown and Osborne, the setback, strong right, Henderson to the right, Washington to the left, Cap rolling to the left side, looking for a receiver, now starts to run, hurdles a man, goes for five, that's all, got to the 40-yard line. Joe Cap hurdled one man. This has been a hurdling day for Joe. The tackle was made on the play by Dyron Talbert, who caught up with the play after a long run. Second down on the 39-yard line, so a 6-yard gain, 4 to go for the first down, less than 7 minutes to play.
Joe Capp, the quarterback for the Vikings, who 1 minute can drive you out of your mind. The next minute, you just feel there's nobody quite like him, not only as a player, but as a man.
Strong right, Henderson to the right, Washington to the left, second and four. There was a flag thrown, and really the play never got started. It looked like the Vikings might have started early. Illegal procedure. And they made contact, so it has to be the 5-yard penalty. That moves it back to the 44, where it is still second down, but now 9 to go for a first down. Vikings' fourth penalty, 1 long and 3 short ones. The Rams have had 1 short and a couple of long penalties, as well as an interference call. Second down, 9 to go. Minnesota on the 44 of the Rams. The Rams completely dominated the first half and led 17-7. The Vikings have come back to lead 23-20 with 6.5 minutes to play. Strong right on second down. Cap backpedaling. The rush is on him, and he is belted down, a fumble, and the Vikings do recover, but back on their own 41-yard line. The ball jarred loose from Cap, and the Vikings recover back in their own territory. Mick Tinglehoff was on the bottom of the pile. Not necessarily his recovery, but he was the bottom man. There were three Vikings on the ball. No Rams in the area. But it is a fumble, and it puts it back to the Minnesota 42 for a loss of 14 yards, and that changes field position quite a bit. An extra back coming in as the middle linebacker Woodleaf goes out and Ron Smith comes in and Oscar Reed replaces Bill Brown in the Viking backfield.
I'll tell you who's doing a pretty good job this afternoon, among others, is Ron Yeary playing that offensive tackle position on the right side, doing a fine job against the great Deacon Dave Jones.
From their own 42, with 6 minutes to play, strong right for the Vikings. Third down and long yardage. 23 to go. Cap gives it off, and Dave Osborne slugs ahead for two, maybe three. Probably just two to the 44, and Bob Lee comes in for an all-important punt. Lee into punt. 5.5 minutes to play with the clock on the move. Smith and Heyman back between their 15 and 20-yard line. The snap and the punt, a high spiral. Smith backpedaling, fair catch at his 15-yard line. And the Rams will put the ball in play from their 15. So that was a 41-yard punt and a good one by Bob Lee with a fair catch. .518 left to play. 23-20 Minnesota leads on a great second half comeback. Strong right for Gabriel. Back to pass, setting up, the rush is on, he throws the screen out. It's caught by Smith at the 13, comes out to the 20 and is dumped at the 22-yard line, a gain of 7. Tackled by Hilgenberg and Winston. Screenplay and well executed to just about the 23. Second down and a long two to go for a first down.
Nanette Gabriel waits to the last possible second. Very gutty guy.
For courage, I can't imagine two quarterbacks with more of it and more physical stamina than Gabriel and Kemp. Second and two for the Rams. The give to Smith, who breaks into the open and then is dropped. In fact, standing up, now he falls at the 29, but it's a first down as he got 5 or 6 yards on that play. Little better than 4 minutes remaining, plenty of time for the Rams. And remember, there's a chance of a playoff for sudden death here if the Rams should have to settle for a field goal if they get that far up.
In case of a tie ball game, the captains flip a coin with the visiting team calling the flip of the coin. Then it's 15 minutes, sudden death, safety, touchdown, or field goal.
Quick pass out to Tucker, and converging on him are the Vikings with McBee getting him first at the 35. A gain of 6. It'll be second down and 4 to go. The Rams going to that short passing game now.
You imagine the pressure on both ball clubs. Imagine the pressure on those cornerbacks who are usually responsible for that long one or the free safety, knowing that they might try to pick them apart to at least get field goal position if that's possible. But yet, on any given play, Gabriel might go for broke.
Strong left, Tucker to the left, Snow to the right. Truax, the tight end on the left side. It's second and four, 3:20 left to play. Gabriel is back to pass, setting up now. Throws the screen to Smith at the 30, comes out to the 37-yard line. He'll be short of a first down. It'll be third and two. Ellen Page got to him first, but the Vikings really covered that play beautifully as Hilgenberg was there shortly after Page, like a half a second or less.
The veteran quarterback, ladies and gentlemen, will know his offense so well that he knows where every one of his receivers is. He can actually look to a primary receiver and in a split second realize that that man is covered, double covered, then check off, and finally, for example, in that case, throw out to the flat to his outlet man, Smith.
Here it is, third and two, back to pass, Gabriel, and he tucks that ball back in, and now we'll start to run, and the Vikings are catching up with him. Eller dumps him. He does not have the first down. He'll be a yard short on fourth and one, possibly two to go. Eller from behind and Warwick from the other side, and Carl picks himself up a little slowly. He wants to see where the football is before he gets off. It is back at where it started, the 37-yard line. It's fourth down and two to go, and the Rams will go for it. Times are wasting. 2:15 left to play. They may not get the football back. They've got to go for it, and after today, there's no tomorrow.
Clock is moving.
We may have the two-minute warning before they get the play going. That's just what'll happen. Timeout with a score. Minnesota 23, Los Angeles 20. Your Ford dealer's the one, and I'll tell you why. Because he has the one for you. Do you want a quiet one? Then it's the luxurious LTD with a quiet built-in, not added on. A frame computer designed for quiet. Tapered design rubber body mounts that adjust automatically to differing rates of vibration. A whole acoustical package to suppress noise and vibration. LTD Luxurious Quiet. You'll find the same kind of quiet in the value car of the time, the big Galaxy 500. But if you want yours hot, then it's Torino for you. Torino, the hot one shaped by the wind, powered by you. A choice of five new high-efficiency plants all the way up to 429 cubic inches of V8 muscle. Have you heard about the fun one? Everybody has. Mustang, the sporty car, the one for you. Six models, including the sizzling Boss 302. And the success car of the year, Maverick, the simple one. Simple to service, simple to repair, and simply great on your pocketbook. No doubt about it, if you like being number one, see the man with the number one cars, your Ford dealer. At the moment, this game has come down to one play right now. It's fourth down, two to go. In fact, about two and a half for the Rams on their own 37. If they don't make it, the Vikings take over with an excellent opportunity to run out the clock. 23 to 20, Minnesota leads. We're set to go with a strong left for Gabriel. He's calling signals as the crowd roars. They're set. He gets the ball and backs up to pass. Shoots it up the middle for a first down to Truax. On the 43, a six-yard pass to Truax. As he backpedaled, and Truax slanted right up the middle and grabbed that ball and was downed at once. But it's first down on the Minnesota 43-yard line, or on the Rams 43.
Gabriel executing it beautifully, too, because he took the handoff and then looked like he was going to make a little pitch out to the halfbacks who were flaring to the right side, then back to the left to Truax just over the middle.
Back to pass is Gabriel. Shoots it out to the side. Completes it, but an immediate tackle on the 48. It was a gain of only 5 yards as Winston was right there, and now the Rams have taken their second timeout. So they're down to one, I believe. Yes, with 1:26 to play, they're down to their last timeout. They're in there next to the last right now. It'll be second and five, Rams on their own 48-yard line.
If there should be that sudden death that we talked about earlier, there's a little three-minute break for a rest. They flip the coin, the visitor calling the flip of the coin. Then there's a 15-minute period, just like a regular quarter. The first team that would score by a safety, a field goal, or a touchdown, that's it. If at the end of 15 minutes there is no score, they change goals. The ball remains in the possession of the team that had the ball at the end of that so-called quarter. There's a two-minute break, and they continue to play until somebody scores. One minute, 26 seconds remaining in the ball game. The Minnesota Vikings leading the Los Angeles Rams 23-20 in the battle for the Western Conference Championship game. Most people realize two fine ball clubs would have a great ball game, but this is more, I think, than they expected.
Strong left on second and five. Gabriel back, throws that pass up the middle, complete to the Minnesota 45-yard line. It'll be a first down. He hit Smith, and Winston hit him immediately. 7 yards, first down on the Minnesota 45 with a minute 15 seconds to go, and the Rams lined up for another play. They have only one timeout remaining. Strong left the formation. Gabriel back to pass, setting up, shoots the screen out, and Josephson is hit by Hilgenberg, and he got only to the 44 for a one-yard gain. It'll be second down and nine to go from the Minnesota 44-yard line. They're still not within field goal range, and 55 seconds to play, and the Rams are ready. They have one more timeout, but they don't want to call it yet. Strong left the formation. Back to pass. Now, it's shot out, and immediate tackle. The ball is popped loose, and Minnesota, oh, everybody's on it. We'll find out who's got the football. No signal as yet. The ball is on the Minnesota 42 after the pass completion, and it is ruled an incomplete pass. That stops the clock with 39 seconds left. I am thinking of the official in baseball who, when the pitch came in, said two. And the batter and the catcher said, two what? And he said, too hard to tell. Third down, 9 to go on the Minnesota 44-yard line. The Rams with a strong right, 39 seconds to play. Vikings lead by 3. Gabriel under center, gets the snap, backing in there, throws it, and it is intercepted by the Vikings at the 45. Page to the 40, the 35, and out of bounds at the 25-yard line. Minnesota's ball. And Alan Page grabs that football high in his fist and slams it down in happiness. 31 seconds left. It is Minnesota's ball on Alan Page interception. The Vikings on Alan Page's interception have the ball on the Rams 26 with 31 seconds to play, and all they have to do is hang on to the ball because the Rams can stop the clock only one more time. 23-20 Minnesota lead. Strong left for Joe Capp. He keeps that ball. What else? 1 yard to the 25. I haven't seen the signal yet for a timeout by the Rams. Now I do. With 23 seconds left, they have used up their last timeout. So the Vikings must run one more play. But that is all. After that, they can strictly run off the clock. They're 2nd and 9 on the 25-yard line of the Rams. They lead 23-20 in an amazing comeback. Let me tell you, the Rams looked like the Western Division champions in that first half. As they dominated play, the Viking offense came close, scored one touchdown, but a couple of passes were dropped, and the Rams played near-perfect football for the whole half. Now, back have come the Vikings. They gave it up twice on pass interceptions, but they kept on coming. They took the lead, and now they have gotten it on a pass interception of their own and are 23 seconds away from victory. Strong left, Cap under center. Keeps that football and falls forward for one more yard to the 24, and now they can go back in the huddle and just plain hang on. And the fans are standing everywhere, saluting their Vikings. 12, 11, 10, and the fans coming out of the field in jubilation. The football game is over, and the Vikings are the Western Division champions. They will meet the winner tomorrow of the Dallas-Cleveland game.